inside NASA's daring $8 billion plan to finally find extraterrestrial life. You got it. A congressman, a billionaire movie director, and an unparalleled mission of discovery. I want to point out one word. Two words, sorry. Deep in the solar system, a darkness has spread over the grim, airless field of ice that threatens to swallow us. Night has come to the nightmare glacier. But then we see the shiny spacecraft with its four gangy legs, extending outward to find purchase on the jagged ice. Within, scientific instruments begin to blink on, one by one. Soon they will start sniffing for any hint of life on this most alien and mysterious of worlds in the solar system, the Jovian moon of Europa. Through the hollow lens each of us wears, we watch the simulation of what might happen about 15 years from now on the icy, forbidding moon. The otherworldly illusion is shattered when a voice booms out. It's John Culberson, a conservative Republican politician from Texas. He wants to know what happens if one of the blinking instruments fail. Not to worry, he is told, all of the spacecraft systems are redundant. Good, Culberson replies. The immensity of what you're doing is too important in human history. You don't want to miss this chance. Europa truly does represent a singular chance. Crossing 800 million kilometers with a sizable, robust payload will require vast sums of money. There won't be a second chance, but Europa represents a gamble in another sense, too. No one knows whether NASA will discover a frozen, dead world far from the sun, or if the organization will make the most profound of discoveries, just like below the ice. During the last decade, NASA has recast its human and robotic space exploration programs around the search for life, both in our solar system and beyond. Much of this effort has focused on Mars, which is relatively close to Earth and may have harbored life in the past. Culberson has pushed the agency further to seek extant life. He and a lot of scientists believe the best place to find extraterrestrial life in the solar system lies in deep oceans below Europa's inhospitable surface. During the last 5 years, Culberson has bullheadedly shoved about $500 million through Congress to give NASA's elite planetary probe scientists and engineers a chance to land on Europa. Now in late February, he has come to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in the hills just north of Los Angeles to visit the wizards here who conceived the Voyager spacecraft, developed Cassini and Galileo, and landed Curiosity on Mars. What progress, he wondered, had they made toward testing out the secrets of Europa? Now, I just wanted to point this out here. NASA is going to spend roughly $8 billion, potentially, to finally find extraterrestrial life. Now, of course, we know what this is. They're searching for the Nephilim. Listen, just because I'm reporting on this doesn't mean I believe in ET, okay? I'm showing you what NASA's doing next, okay? Harvard scientists theorize that fast radio bursts come from alien space travel. Could these mysterious flashes of radio waves come from a planet-sized device to power an alien spacecraft? Fast radio bursts, or FRB, are perhaps the most mysterious phenomena we observe in the cosmos. Earlier this year, astronomers announced that they had pinpointed an FRB for the first time in a dwarf galaxy that sits 3 billion light-years away. These intense blasts of radio waves last only 1 to 5 milliseconds, and they have perplexed astronomers since the first one was discovered in 2007. The leading theories are the FRBs come from an incredibly volatile cosmic events, such as material being ejected from supermassive black holes, the explosion of a superluminous supernova, or rotating magnetars, the lash surrounding material with their immense magnetic fields. But researchers at the Harvard Smithsonian, keyword, Center for Astrophysics have proposed a much more enticing theory. What if FRBs aren't natural phenomena at all, but rather emit from a massive artificial structure used to power alien spacecraft? They're leading us all to the massive, massive deception that the Bible speaks of. So many people are going to be led astray by what they uncover or find in deep space. Don't be fooled. Now, very soon, we're going to be releasing the next episode in the Club of Rome series. You're going to want to see it. It's all about exposing the special interests. And so much more. So much more is within this series. Make sure you become a member and support us at ChristianTruther.com. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless you and carry on.